USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has reached a deal to skip witness testimony in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Impeachment manager David Cicilline as he delivered his closing arguments.
This was all connected. His dereliction of duty, his desertion of duty was part and parcel of the crime charged in the impeachment. And it's certainly a basis on which to vote for conviction. If you believe that he willfully refused to defend us, and the law enforcement officers fighting to save us, and that he was delighted by the attack, and that he saw it as a natural result of his call to stop the steal, and that he continued to incite and target violence as the attack unfolded, we respectfully submit you must vote to convict and disqualify so that the events of January 6th can never happen again in this country.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released recommendations on how to reopen schools safely.
Universal and correct use of masks, physical distancing, hand washing and respiratory etiquette, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, and diagnostic and rapid and efficient contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're giving out recommendations, and it also depends on the virus rating in each individual community. President Biden has met with mayors and governors as he discusses his administration's COVID-19 plan.
The American Rescue Plan has multiple pieces. The most important piece, in my view, is making sure we give them enough capacity to deal with the virus in their states and how we're going to do that.
In his $1.9 trillion package, the president proposes sending $350 billion to state, local, and tribal governments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC's new roadmap to getting schools reopened around the country are getting high marks from teachers. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
The head of the country's largest teachers union calls the CDC guidelines a good first step. Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association. She says following the CDC's guidelines could help make schools the safest place in any community. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says the CDC is finally offering the rigorous science-based roadmap teachers have been asking for since the pandemic started. Weingarten, though, telling CNBC this week, questions still remain about getting teachers vaccinated.
My members are clamoring for vaccination, which is great, and we need to actually make sure that they're prioritized so that they have shots in the arms as quickly as possible.
CNN, meanwhile, reporting that less than 100,000 students nationwide live in areas safe enough to reopen under these guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101 in Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.